The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Overhead Door Company of Houston, the original authentic Overhead Door Company of Houston.
I'm a hard working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard, hard-working man.
You're listening to Home Show Radio, Houston's 31-year tradition for help with repairs, remodeling, and restoration. Here's your home improvement go-to guy, Tom Tynan.
And we begin hour number two of Home Show Radio, 713-572-4610. And we will talk today. Let's see. Let's talk to Lloyd. Lloyd, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, yes, sir. I'm going to repaint some hardy plank.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you think of Sherwin-Williams emerald paint, or what would be better than a better paint than that.
I've never used that particular line. I like Sherwin-Williams. I've got Sherwin-Williams paint on my house. Mine's a little a different brand. Mine's for high moisture areas, but I don't see a problem with it. I don't know about the emerald, I think you called it. I've never heard of it.
Yes, sir. What about Pratt & Lambert?
Pratt & Lambert makes a great paint. Before I repainted my house 2 years ago with Sherwin-Williams, I used Pratt & Lambert Accolade, and it lasted 20 years. The Accolade is their upper line of paint. It's a nice paint.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, sir.
Okay. I can't keep up with all the paints today. The painting industry has really cleaned up its act. There was a time when there were so many bad paints out there, and they were going through a reformulation, getting rid of the lead, trying to figure out how to do this, trying to keep price points down because people didn't want to spend a lot of money. Now you're going to spend $30 or more a gallon if you're getting any paint worth its weight. And people have accepted that now. The painting industry, the painters, like I use Rudy's Quality Painting. He won't buy a cheap paint. He won't do it. He just will walk away from the job because of the fact that he doesn't want to have his reputation ruined. So you also have that professionalism that's coming out with a lot of people too. But the painting industry is really wide open industry now. And my hat's off to them. They really did clean it up. And I know one guy who sold and created the cheapest, crummiest paint in the world, and he retired a multimillionaire. And he took me in his office one time. I won't name the paint. The paint's not even manufactured anymore. And he said, "Tom, I hear you badmouthing my paint on your show." I said, "Yeah, it's pretty bad paint." He goes, "I know. My goal is to make the cheapest, crummiest paint in the world in three colors and sell it to every builder I can sell it to at the cheapest price possible." I said, "Well, you did it." He goes, "Yeah, see, I did it." I actually respected the guy after that. And later, after he became a millionaire, he moved to Colorado, and that line of paint, that whole company is gone now. It was an interesting experience. It really was. But that's how the industry has changed. Let's talk to Maureen. Maureen, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi.
Think these are easy questions. When I walk down the hall to the bedroom area of the house, I'm passing by my return for the air conditioner. And even though I'm not using it, the air conditioner at the moment, I've turned it off so I can open other doors and windows,
mm-hmm.
I hear kind of a whirling sound. So is that just the natural happening, or is it something I need to follow up on?
I don't know if a whirling sound it should be, unless it's just something from your attic and you have a hole in there. But it is time for your checkup, so you could do both at the same time.
Okay, sounds good.
I would call Absolute Comfort Air and just find out what it is. It could be you might be hearing a roof vent and you have an opening in your chaseway on the return air, which would be a problem or something like that. I don't know if anything's running. I couldn't tell you. I can't hear the noise.
Right. It's a very soft noise. I will just go on and call the AC person.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other one is I've had several storms go by, and in one of them, I actually had to get a new roof. And at that time, there was hail damage in about four or five of my screens. I've not been able to make a connection and get new screening. So do you have anything, anyone? I was told to go to Ace, but they no longer do that.
They don't do screening anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't had to get a screen in a long time. Goodness. Trying to think. So the hardware stores are getting out of the screening business, too.
Right.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I really don't know. Because most people don't even have their screens anymore. I mean, they don't even open a window. So I know there's got to be someone out there that does screening. I'm just not sure who's going to be. But if you Googled solar screens in this town, you probably have companies come up. And if they do solar screens, they'll do regular screening too. I just don't have a name of a person or company that does it because I just haven't done it in a while.
Right, right. So, okay, all right. So
I think you'll find it.
My training. I listen to you because I need extra training as to how to get along with workmen and the simple things that I can do before the whole thing falls apart.
Right.
and you're good for that. Thanks so much. You help
Thanks,
a lot.
Maureen. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 713-572-4610. Right Touch Electrical is a company you call if you have electrical problems. Electricians are important. If I had to do all over again, I might be an electrician. I can do, you know, house electrical work, no problem. I haven't fried myself almost once, but that wasn't my fault. Actually, it was my fault. I didn't test it first. Anyway, let's just put it this way. It's a good way to make a living. It's a good career. From industrial electrical work to residential. Now, when we get to residential, that's when we talk about Right Touch Electrical. It's all somebody said the other day, how do you know if somebody's licensed? Do those guys have licenses? In the state of Texas, the electrical industry is licensed by the state. They license plumbing, electrical, and air conditioning, and some irrigation and a couple other things, but those are the three main ones. And so, they're going to be a master electrician. Has to be in charge of the whole place, and everybody has to work under a master's license. Then you go down to a journeyman all the way down to an apprentice. If you are a young person right now, you can just go online and become an apprentice, and then maybe you want to go work for somebody. Maybe you can call Will over at Right Touch and start out as a helper because you need to get the hours under your belt so you can get your journeyman's license. So that's what it's all about when it comes to electrical. And when you have an electrical problem at your home, call someone that knows what they're doing. That's Right Touch Electrical. You can call them any day. You can even call them on Sunday, but they don't work on Sunday. They will tell you what to do until they can get out there Monday. He's very stern about taking one day off for all of his people, and quite frankly, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Right Touch Electrical will be there for you when the time comes and you need an electrician. I don't care if it's putting in a ceiling fan you bought at Home Depot or if your breaker box is not working right and you're tripping breakers all the time. Whatever the case may be, or maybe you want a generator. This is the time of year to start thinking about that, putting a generator in. I have one. We lost our power the other day, and it didn't bother me a bit. My generator kicked in, and we're full power up again. It was only for about 10 minutes. The only thing that bothers me when that happens is I have to reset all the clocks because it takes about 6 seconds for my generator to kick back in. Some of the clocks will last that long. Some won't. I hate resetting all those clocks. That's why I don't like time changes. Anyway, give Right Touch Electrical a call. Remember, they're a certified Home Show Pro, and all of the certified Home Show Pros we talk about are right here at homeshowradio.com. Let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to Clarence. Clarence, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, how are you doing, Tom? I had a couple of questions concerning electricity and my air conditioning. Well, for one, I got a two-story house, and my upstairs electrical outputs and the lights and stuff, they're totally out. But downstairs is fine. And this happened. This is like the second time this has happened. I had a guy out the first time, and he changed a couple of the plugs upstairs, and they got the lights back on. And for whatever reason, they're back out again. I'm wondering, what is he not tackling the problem, or is there something else that he's missing?
Well, if it's an older house and you had two plugs that went bad and he fixed them and it restored the power, you might have some of the other older plugs going bad.
Oh, okay. So
it doesn't have to be the same. Well, you have to change the plugs, but I don't know if that's what the problem is, because you have somewhat of a severe problem that needs to be addressed so you don't have a house burned down on you. But as far as that goes, was this guy an electrician?
Yeah, he's an electrician. Okay. He just kind of said his suggestion was to change all the plugs upstairs out, which is what I did. I changed all those out, and they haven't came on. Yeah, everyone that was, well, let's just put it this way. For whatever reason, the bathroom upstairs works, but all the other plugs are out. So in the rooms that are out, I changed all those plugs out.
Then it might not be the plugs, obviously. Could be a circuit. Yeah. Could be a breaker in your breaker box. I don't know. On the bathroom, it's probably on a GFI, so that's going to be a separate circuit. But it could be a breaker in your breaker box has gone bad and just powered down everything. I don't know. That's why you have to have an electrician now, because it could be 100 little things or it could be one major thing. I don't know.
Right.
You could have lost you have an open neutral or something somewhere. There's a lot of different things that can happen, so that's why you need to have someone to come and just do it again. I don't know if I blame the first guy. He got it running, but something else is going on now too.
Yeah. Okay. My other question is, I had a leak in my evaporator coil upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understood, I thought I could just change that evaporator coil out and keep going, but the AC guys that were out, they wanted to take that whole handler out, which would cause me to have to break the door up because it won't fit out the door. The way they installed it, you know, they put it in before they put the walls in. So I don't want to have to destroy my house to get that thing out if I could just change the evaporator coil itself, you know.
If that's all that's broken, you can.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you got somebody who can come out and give me an estimate on one?
It's Absolute Comfort Air.
Okay.
And Touch Electrical for your electrical problem. But, yeah, you can just change an evaporator. If your air handler and furnace is fine, it's fine.
Yeah, those are fine. You know, I just don't want to have to tear my house up to get another handler.
And that's fine. Even if you didn't have to tear your house up and it would fit out or you could get it out of there, you don't have to buy it if you don't have to buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Evaporator coil's fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
You bet. No problem. Don't fix it if it ain't broken. I used to use that a lot, especially when I worked in the colleges. Like, why do you want to change it? It works. Oh, no, we have a better idea. Why? Because I'm new here and I have a PhD. Oh, okay. And so it got a little old after a while. Don't fix it if it's not broken. That's for sure. Hardy siding is something that goes on your home. You don't have to change it again. You're not going to have to say, oh, I guess it's time to change my siding. Why? Because I want to? Well, okay, fine, I guess, but it doesn't make sense. Hardy siding is going to outlast all of us walking on the earth. I know I'll be long gone, and the siding will still be on my house. The rest of the house might be falling apart, but the siding will be fine because it's that kind of product. It just has the test of time under its belt, and it just doesn't go away, even after a Hurricane Harvey or an Ike or whatever the case may be, unless it's somehow damaged. It's not going to rot. It's not going to get soft. It's not going to burn. Termites won't eat it. It's just going to be there. That's what hardy siding is all about. But the most important thing is the attention to detail. Everybody says it's the siding, but it's not. It's how the siding is put on and what's behind it. There's a real art to that because it is the weathering of the building envelope. I mean, it's holding all the weather back. So, sure, it has to look good. And you don't want it to rot, but it's all about what goes on behind it, too. So that's why you got to get a really good installer. And to do that, we got it all set up for you. You just go to homeshowhardypros.com. Homeshowhardypros.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And let's get back to the calls. Talk to Sean. Sean, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I have a strange question for you. Last weekend, it was going to rain here in Houston, and so I made kind of a bonehead mistake, went and put some fertilizer on the lawn before the rainstorm hit, and obviously didn't have time to blow the remnants off of the concrete at the new house. So I didn't realize this at the time, but there's iron or whatever inside of the the fertilizer pellets that will react to the concrete. So long story short, all over my brand new driveway, I've got basically fertilizer stains. I'm wondering if there's a product that you'd recommend that would take something like that off and restore the driveway to its natural color, or and actually battery acid as well, if there's anything you'd recommend for those.
I don't know about the battery acid. That's going to be a rough one. But the iron will eventually wear out. If you want to get someone to do a really good pressure wash, and there are iron out products that can help loosen the iron before they pressure wash. So I think that's going to be doable. I'm not sure about the battery acid. That stuff's pretty vicious. It's kind of a yellow color, isn't it? But
yeah, it is. It really looks like rust, but it's not. I mean,
it might be able to get a lot of it out, but I don't think you'll be able to do it with just a little scrub brush or something. I think it's going to need one of those big scrubbers on those professional pressure washers. And they're going to have to pre-treat the area first and then go at it with that scrubber.
So you'd recommend a professional company coming out and doing that?
I would, for the whole driveway. Yeah. If you got those little spots everywhere and you want the whole thing to look even and you know, the same. Because you can get a small pressure washer and you'll have clean spots and dirty spots, and it doesn't quite make it all perfect unless you get one of the big ones.
Yeah, I have a pressure washer, and I was freaking out as soon as it happened. So I went out there in the rain the same day and pressure washed it, but it didn't. You know, to your point, it's not a surface stain. It
gets down inside, so it has to be loosened up. I've got a company, Clean and Green Solutions, I know can clean it up for you. I've seen these guys. They have soft washes. They have all the pre-soaks and everything. So if it's really that bad, I would call them to do it.
And you said Clean and Green?
Clean and Green Solutions, and I can give you the phone number if you want. At least just talk to them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Their phone number is 281-883-8470. These guys can clean stuff I've never seen anybody be able to clean before. And they do a lot of rust cleaning. It is 883-8470, 281.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate the recommendation. I'll give them a call.
Yeah, do that. They'll take care of it. I know that they can get that out. Because I just seen them do stuff like graffiti and things. And really? You guys got it looking like that? He even runs a school. People come from all over the country, Doug over there, who and trains people how to clean. And he develops his own pressure washing systems and his own cleaning solutions. And that's sometimes you need to go to someone who has the expertise. It's fine to have a pressure washer and do, you know, your lawn furniture once in a while and stuff. That's all great way to do it. But when you get into something big like this, and by the way, when it comes to fertilizers, be careful, especially if they're not the organic, but they're the chemical fertilizers. They will stain concrete terrible. And if you're just haphazardly doing this and you have a swimming pool and it gets in the swimming pool, it makes a mess. So be very careful. If it gets bad enough, you have to drain your pool and acid wash it. So be careful about that. All right. Watts Pool Company, speaking of pools, is the company you call when you want to put a pool in your backyard. I think most people do it in the backyard. Maybe have a side yard. If you have a couple lots, do that there, whatever. But they will make it happen. These guys have been building pools, this family, since 1961. And they just have the expertise and know what they're doing. And today, pools are not the same as they were in 1961. So they've had to keep up with it every step of the way. So with the new edges and fountains and different types of plasters like the Pebble Tech and things like that, these guys are real good at what they do. In fact, I had a Pebble Tech that turned gray. I thought I was going to have to replaster my whole pool. And I had them come out and look at it. They emptied it. They acid washed it. Then they filled it up back with water. And it's perfectly white and blue specks now. I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh my goodness. And all it was a calcium deposit that was built up on there. So they do pool remodeling also. So if you want to remodel your pool, it's not a problem. New equipment and all that stuff. They can do the whole thing, or if you want to build a new one. They can even add on to one to make one bigger, which is truly amazing. Anyway, Watts Pool Company, give them a call. The certified home show pro here at Home Show Radio when it comes to remodeling and building swimming pools. That's what they do at Watts Pool Company. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, let's get right back to the calls. Let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I have a stucco home, and I was thinking about painting it. And I don't know if you recommend to paint it again or you know how expensive that is, because this is the first time I have to do it.
Stucco has to be painted regularly, first off. It's not a paint-free or a maintenance-free product by any means. And the paint you use on stucco is an elastomeric paint. So it's not a super expensive paint, but it's the best one for stucco because it waterproofs it. And as far as
where do I buy that?
You can buy it at Sherwin-Williams, Pittsburgh, Benjamin Moore. You can buy it at any paint store. Just tell them you want elastomeric. Tell them you're looking for a paint for stucco. They'll lead you in the right direction. And as far as the cost goes, you're going to have to get a price.
Oh, okay, yeah, because it's about 3,700 square foot home, and I wasn't sure what I'm going to be looking at. I mean,
I don't know. You can call Rudy's Quality Painting. They can paint it for you and give you a price.
Is it paintbrushed or power spray?
They probably do a little bit of everything.
Okay. That's what
There's not one better than the other. As long as you have a professional who knows what they're doing, there's probably going to be a combination of brushes and sprayers and whatnot. It's fine, but it's all in the professional you use. But no, this whole idea that it's always better to brush than spray is not true.
Okay. And I thought it was like years before you have to paint the stucco. I had no clue that you had to paint it regularly.
Yes, you do. Because what happens is it'll get hairline cracks, and water will get behind it. And if you don't keep those hairline cracks from forming or getting them filled, the elastomeric will fill them up. The water will get behind the stucco and rust off that metal lath on the back, and then the stucco pulls off the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm having issues with, and that's what I'm just thinking about painting. And so, Tom, I appreciate that. I would keep up with it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All righty, John. Yeah, you've got to paint stucco. And some they say, the paint's in the stucco. No, every time I did a stucco home, we could put the color in it, but then we go back and with another coat of elastomeric. And within 5 years, you should paint it one more time to get a thickness built up on it. And then you can probably go every 10 years. But stucco is not maintenance-free by any means. And it'll be a mess when it starts to pull off the house. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I've got a real simple question. We're still in the recovery phases from Hurricane Harvey.
Hmm.
Our home was built on pier and beam. It was built in 1988. And underneath... Originally, we had the pink expanded or the fiberglass insulation. We're at a point where we're ready to re-insulate, and we're debating whether or not to go back with the pink fiberglass or what's been recommended is a closed-cell foam insulation. I was just wondering what your thoughts are.
I'd go back with a fiberglass. It doesn't have to be pink. That's just Owens Corning. It can be yellow, which would be John Mansville. There's a bunch of different colors. But I would go with the fiberglass.
For
it's
going to
be
reasons?
A lot less expensive.
Well, that I know.
I know. And I want you to remember this. Under a house, there's no heat gain. So the only benefit you get from it is on very cold winters where you have a couple weeks of really cold weather. The rest of the time doesn't do anything at all. So the payback on it, on the foam, is ridiculously long. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay. One of the arguments made for the foam is that you don't get over time, the fiberglass drifts away from the subflooring, and there's a pocket of air there. That was supposed to be a negative. However, that pocket should be isolated, and if it's really not ventilated,
you wouldn't even have to insulate underneath there. And if it was my house, I would not insulate underneath the house unless there's some kind of code requirement that's making you do it in new construction. Because it is so insignificant as far as dealing with summertime heat and cooling your home and this kind of thing. And the better the house will breathe under there, the drier it stays, the less mold you have build up, the less dry rot you'll start to get. Insulation tends to cause a real problem. But as far as that little gap, that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. I like the way you think. Your thoughts are very helpful.
All right, you know what I would insulate under a house if it was my house? I'd insulate under the bathrooms. Because that's one place you walk around naked in the wintertime.
Correct. Understood.
Okay. Okay. Roger that, Bob. You betcha. Oh, goodness. Well, it's true. That's where you went around naked. So that might be, but that's all. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hello, Mr. Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for waiting it out.
That's okay. Things happen.
Yep.
I'm going to pressure wash the driveway, the flag stuff, all that good stuff. I've got an electric pressure washer and a surface cleaner. I got tired of messing with the gasoline that we get anymore.
Okay.
But for a big project, I'm thinking about going and renting the big pressure washer and the surface cleaner.
Yes.
Do the chemicals on the concrete make that big of a difference, or just blast it?
Usually blasting it is fine. The reason you want a bigger one is so you're not doing one square inch a minute. You're getting a lot of area taken care of, so that's a good call on your part. If you want to add some laundry detergent to it, if you feel like that would be more helpful, you certainly can do that. I wouldn't do much more than that unless you had a very specific problem.
Nah, it's just I haven't done it in 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, pressure washers wash really well if it's just dirt and grime and stuff just by using water.
Yeah, that little surface cleaner thing I bought is great, but I figured I'd get a bigger one to do the whole thing.
Get the biggest one you can get. You'll be out there for 2 weeks. That's no fun.
Well, the flagstone sidewalk is beautiful, but I've got to do it twice a year so it doesn't get dangerous.
So. Yep.
Got all it. Right, that was it. Just had a chemical question. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Jerry. Thank you. And let's talk to Eddie. Eddie, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, got a question. I'm remodeling a house in the country that's basically been closed up for 10 or 15 years, with the exception of once or twice a year someone will stay in the house, and they complain about the central air.
Yeah.
That they you know, it smells, they're getting sick. My wife thinks there's mold in the ductwork. It's black inside. Does having the ductwork actually work, or is it just a scam? Cleaning the ductwork.
Cleaning ductwork is really difficult. What kind of ducts do you have?
Well, I hadn't been up there myself. I've looked at it through a hole where they work on the sheetrock. It looks like it's the hard plenum and hard ductwork.
So you think it's metal duct?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's mold. You say you've looked in there and you saw mold.
Well, we've looked in from the AC vents. We had them off.
Oh, and that's going to be black. Yeah, that's because those boxes have that real dark insulation in it. So that's not necessarily mold. Usually, if you have a mold problem, it's going to be on your evaporator coil, which can be cleaned.
Okay.
Cleaning ductwork is not the end all for any reason. So I don't think you need to go through that, and it's really not very successful. They get some dust and stuff out, but as far as that goes, I don't think you have mold in there, but your evaporator coil might be really filthy. If you don't run that thing regular, it will just collect dirt because it won't wash itself. Evaporator coils are supposed to wash themselves. But when you have a home that's closed up as much as that is and very rarely used, it might not be the air conditioner at all. It could be something totally different.
Well, that's true. There's all kinds of old furniture being stored in there. Mm-hmm. But also, the outside compressor, my brother changed it out with a used one, and it's 2.5 tons, but the evaporator core unit's 3. Would that be causing it?
That could give you a humidity problem, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to change.
Same size or smaller, not bigger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if I change it out back to a 3-ton, matchable 3 tons, I should be okay.
If it matches right and it's working right, yes. If you not in this house, you should still have that thing cycle on and off and put it about 82. And in the wintertime, put it about 65. Don't turn it off altogether and just let the house just mold up inside.
Yeah, no, we understand that it needs to run, but we didn't before because it's up there on a family ranch and it's just sitting there. So, all right, that's what I need to know. So you wouldn't recommend cleaning the ducts?
No, I would recommend having that evaporator coil cleaned. I think that's what's going to be. If there's any problem, it'll be there. But I don't think you have mold. Mold doesn't really grow in metal ducts because it doesn't have any food.
Well, what about your flex ducts?
Flex ducts, you can't clean them because they're just plastic on the inside. You just tear them up.
Right. That's what I thought. Yep. All right. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. 713-572-4610, Door Clearance Center. Someone called earlier about getting a door that they can afford. Oh, you will find a beautiful door that you can afford. For you, just to get an idea of prices, if you go to our website, homeshowradio.com, and hit the Door Clearance Center icon, and you can just go through a lot of what they have. Not everything, because they're constantly getting new merchandise in, but you'll see the prices and the quality of the doors. You'll go, wow, you can't get anything that cost in this town. The reason is they sell doors to companies that sell doors to you. And so everybody's marked up their doors. They don't have to mark up their doors because you're buying directly from the wholesaler. And that's a beautiful thing. And they're full service as far as you need two side lights in a door, you want the pre-hung units, interior, exterior, patio doors. They'll put it all together for you. Security, kick-proof hardware on there, that kind of stuff. Whatever you want. They have the hardware there, the doorknobs, the locks, everything you need to complete your entire package. And they can arrange to have it installed, too. That's what they do, the Door Clearance Center. Just start by going to homeshowradio.com, hit the Door Clearance Center icon, go to their website, do a little shopping. But remember, when you go into their actual showroom, which is just south of Gulf Bank Road on I-45 on the southbound side, go on in. You'll find lots of hidden treasures. Even some, they have one-time-only aisle that people have had bought doors and didn't pick them up or something, and the price is so cheap, and they're done so well and so beautiful. They have the big iron doors. They have the new barn doors that slide back and forth that don't have hinges. They have it all at the Door Clearance Center. And we'll continue on with the calls. Let's talk to Odell. Odell, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hi, I'm trying to solve a complicated crawl space ventilation issue. Mm-hmm. I'm a mold mitigator that recently helped solve a post-Harvey mold issue in the enclosed crawl space of a large house. This house sits on a slope ground such that the front two-thirds of it sits on a slab, but the back one-third of it sits above an L-shaped crawl space. And this crawl space itself sits on a slab. It's not on the bare ground. So I'm trying to help the customer find the right ventilation strategy for this enclosed space. Unfortunately, about half of this crawl space runs along the back of the house behind some thick concrete walls that you can't put vents into. So there are kind of two scenarios with this crawl space. Part of it I could add vents to, but the other half is dead airspace buried under the house that I can't get to. How would you approach this?
Only thing I can tell you is run dehumidifiers on a humidistat. When it reaches a certain humidity, they kick on and then dump the water to the outside. We've had to do that, or you can do forced ventilation on where you can put vents and see if that helps first, which means fan ventilators. But that's a real problem. You need a one square foot of opening for every 150 square feet underneath the house. That's minimum FHA standards. If you don't have that, you're going to have issues.
Okay. Do you know any experts in the Houston area that are really good at addressing these kind of issues? I'm not trying to solve this problem myself. I'm just trying to help connect these people with a solution. Do you know anybody in the Houston area that's good at ventilating these kind of spaces and providing those kind of solutions?
Well, the only person I could tell you might try calling is Devers Engineering and see if they can engineer something for these people.
Devers,
yeah. And I can give you a phone number if you want, but I bet you they can take care of it for you. This would be something up their alley.
Okay.
And that phone number is, it's Larry Devers is the head engineer there, 713-828-8901.
Tom, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You take care, too. It's a tough problem sometimes. Me, I'd probably hit it with a humidistat and a dehumidifiers. And just drain it to the outside. You don't need a small hole for that. And just keep the humidity down. But let's see what Devers can come up with. Oh, Larry, he'll figure out something a bit. Let me tell you about Ideal Roofing. If you're going to get a roof, get a good roofer. We had a call earlier. Sometimes you can't tell people what to do. People have to make their own decisions. But one of the things that, this came up last weekend. There's a big roofing company in town that's going around and selling roofs at very expensive, but you don't pay a penny except a monthly payment for the rest of your life because they make it off this big financing plan, right? So they make it seem real easy for you, but you end up spending twice the amount of money. Instead of $10,000, it'll be $20,000. That much difference. And one of the things that they're doing is they're saying, well, you can call Ideal Roofing Or you can call another roofing company I won't mention, the biggies in town, right? And but we already know what their prices are. Here are their prices. So they try to get you not to call Ideal Roofing. And Jim Hardwick over there called me the last week and said, Tom, I heard your answer to that, and you're right on. This is what's going on. And I said, why are they using Ideal? He goes, well, it's because of our name recognition. And he says he's really flattered and kind of, you know, he likes it that somebody would think that he'd be the big bad boy in town. But bottom line is this. He said, for $20,000 roof that they give, we'll do the same thing for about $9,000, and we'll have a better warranty. And this is a big nationwide company that's doing this. But what I'm trying to get at is it's just because they're on the show and people know their name doesn't mean they're more expensive. They're very competitive. They have to be. You can't stay in businesses, you know, for decade after decade after decade, especially local business, unless you're staying very competitive and, you know, offering better warranties, better deals, better product, better installation. And that's what they do. Ideal Roofing. If you need a new roof, don't get caught up in that other hype. And if somebody says, oh, we know what Ideal will charge you, here it is right here, call Ideal. Say, hey, these people say you're going to charge me this much for a roof. At least let them come out. And you'll go, whoa, these people were really trying to steal from us. Yeah, they were trying to steal from you. Why would you let someone steal from you? Especially if you're one of my listeners, you know better. Call Ideal Roofing. All right, let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yes, Tom. Yes. Live in Texas City, and I'm needing some tile installed, flooring and backsplash.
Okay.
Close around my area. Do you have any recommendations that I could shoot?
As far as someone to install it for you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, call Texas Floors.
Texas Floors.
Texas Floors.
All right. So, I can call them up. Are they located?
Well, they're located. Their showroom is at 290 and Spring Cypress, but they handle the entire area, and they come to you. Do you have your tile already, or do you want to go find some tile?
Well, I've got my backsplash tile,
okay.
And I've really found the floor tile that I really want.
Okay. Do you know the name of the tile for the floor?
No,
because they can get it for you and just, you know, install it if you have
the tile for the floor.
Yeah,
I've got the backsplash tile. It's a mosaic tile, but as far as the floor, yeah, I can
get the name and the color, and they'll come to your home. They'll take the measurements, and they'll get the tile, and I'm sure they'll do the backsplash for you too, since they're going to be there.
Okay, so the name is
Texas Floors. If you want
Texas
their phone
floors.
Number? Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Ready?
Yes, sir.
It is
251-256-3333.
256. Yep. 33. Yes, sir.
Texas Floors.
Uh-huh.
You're the man.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
That was easy. No problem. Thanks, Jerry. Good luck. 713-572-4610. Cherry Companies. These are the people you call when you want to rip it down and haul it away. The Cherry Companies. Cherrycompanies.com/recycle. What's that mean to you? Well, if you're in the concrete business and you're tearing out old concrete, they want it. They want to buy it from you. They do. There's a huge demand. And these are the people that are in the recycling business. Now, if you want them to come tear out your driveway or whatnot, they'll be more than happy to do that too. And they'll do it cheaper because that concrete has a monetary value to them, unlike most other people in the concrete business. So you can have them do the tear out, get everything all cleaned up and out of there, and then you can hire someone to come and put the concrete in. It's that simple. Cherry Companies. They have been taking down and hauling stuff away since the 50s. They used to move homes. That's how they started. But there's not much business in that anymore. Now it's all tearing down bridges and taking out freeways and taking down homes. That's what they do. Dropping off big, giant dumpsters for you to do your own renovations and fill those dumpsters up, and they'll come pick it up. They'll take care of it. That's what they do. So if you're in the business of taking out concrete, don't just take it to the dump. take it to one of the recycling centers. If you want something torn down and hauled away, call Cherry Companies. It's that simple.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.